From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. No longer on the job, fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe issued a statement about his former boss.
Director Comey in the absolute highest regard. I have the highest respect for his considerable abilities and his integrity.
McCabe, who was number two in the agency, whom President Donald Trump publicly criticized for alleged political bias and reportedly wanted fired, stepped down from the FBI in January 30th. He was threatened to controversy just days before the 2016 presidential election when it was disclosed that his wife, Jill McCabe, a Democratic candidate for a seat in the Virginia Senate in 2015, had taken hundreds of dollars in campaign donations from a political action committee controlled by a friend of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. In response to Britain's decision to expel 23 Russian diplomats, Russia now follows suit by expelling 23 British diplomats.
The move comes in retaliation for Britain's decision to kick out 23 Russians, who Prime Minister Theresa May says were spies working under diplomatic cover. Those now named by Moscow must leave within a week. After summoning the UK's ambassador, the Kremlin has also decided to close the British Council, a body aimed at promoting cultural ties. The British government has firmly pointed the finger of blame at Russian President Vladimir Putin. Moscow denies any involvement, but has refused to explain how former spy Skripal and his daughter Yulia could have been exposed to a chemical weapon in the UK that British authorities contend was developed in the former Soviet Union.
That is Reuters' Jacob Greaves reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho and Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven met briefly in Stockholm Friday. And Swedish UN Ambassador Olof Skog says it's still to help build momentum for a broader agenda.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now. And if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
The talks in Stockholm continue Saturday after they were initially scheduled to end Friday, according to a source with knowledge of the situation. Afghanistan is hosting high-level talks with Pakistan this Saturday to talk out a way forward to improve strained bilateral ties and enhance cooperation through a further recent Afghan offer of peace talks to the Taliban. Pakistani National Security Advisor traveled to Kabul for the day-long discussions on a special invitation from his Afghan counterpart. One of Australia's most successful Aboriginal mentoring projects is now bringing its methods to South Africa and Uganda. From Sydney, Phil Mercer has more.
When the Australian Indigenous Mentoring Experience, or AIM, began in 2005, it served just 25 Aboriginal children in Sydney. Since then, the program has grown rapidly, providing opportunities to 15,000 Indigenous high school students by pairing them with thousands of university undergraduates who provide free tutoring. At the heart of AIM's work is time. University students give their time for free to teach and guide Indigenous high school pupils between the ages of 12 and 18.
The Syrian Britain-based Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday that more than 150,000 people have been displaced in Afrin since Wednesday. Turkish warplanes and artillery are reported to have struck the town of Afrin overnight. The UN Secretary General said that he is deeply concerned about Syrians fleeing in a mass exodus from the enclaves of eastern Ghouta and Afrin. The UN Human Rights Office warned Friday that it has received alarming reports from the northwestern town where Turkish forces are battling Kurdish fighters. Civilians there reported being prevented from leaving the city by Kurdish forces. China's parliament has unanimously re-elected President Xi Jinping to a second term with no limits on the number of terms he can serve. A controversial amendment to scrap the two-term limit on the office of the president was approved last Sunday, along with 20 other changes. The amendments passed smoothly in the largely rubber-stamped National People's Congress with only 5 dissenting votes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.